Dialed. I must have misdialed and I got a wrong number. The phone rang somewhere in the Pentagon. I became a boss jock confused. A boss jock into something maybe bigger than him. A boss jock who embarked on a road to intrigue. Nino Grisminelli suddenly found himself in the middle of espionage. A listener called up, ostensibly to have him call her lover. He called, and it wasn't her lover's number he got. It was the Defense Department. A number that's not even listed as a working number, and yet answered at the Pentagon. He made light of it, but then when he got off his shift, he got to his house and found it had been ransacked. Furniture slid open, cupboards emptied, everything in the refrigerator on the floor and rotting. Dog dead and hanging as a warning in the shower. Nino Grisminelli suddenly cut off in an international intrigue. I'll notice like black sedans following me everywhere I go. I'll walk down the street to get myself a bagel and I'll see guys in trench coats with the collars turned up in the back looking at me. I'll run to the post. Bob Woodward, you gotta help me! You gotta help me! I was on the air and I called this number, but the number doesn't really exist! When I got home, everything was searched in my house, and here's the number! And he'll say, sure, so he'll dial it and it'll be like, yeah, Joe's Pizza, can I help you? And Bob Woodward will look at me like I'm nuts, nuts, nuts! That's when I realize I'm on my own. On my own! Sure enough, I'll be standing on the street corner when a car will go blowing by. I'll see a black barrel pointing out of the window. Hey, come back here! Yeah! Put it down, put it down! Yeah! Gun battle on K Street. A boss jock. He can't go to the police. He's wanted for shooting in public. He can't go to the government. They want him for the secret number that he has no reason why he has. He can't go to Bob Woodward, who thinks he's nuts, nuts, nuts. He can't go anywhere. What do we call this new movie? How about Screwed, Blued, and Tattooed? But somehow, I have to sneak inside the Pentagon. With a length of piano wire, I strangle my way to the upper echelon. I find Mr. Big. He's sitting with his back to me. Mr. Big, stroking a cat with his bald head, staring out at a vista of D.C. There's big computer boards all over the place, showing missile locations and troop movements. Mr. Big, I'll say, all right, Mr. Big, I'm just a boss jock. I don't mean nothing. What do you want from me? Who are you, Mr. Big? Who are you? Imagine my shock and horror when he spins in his swivel chair, looks at me and says,
Habadoo gaga, habadoo gaga, habadoo gaga.
At Calverton.